Texte numéro 15. Big Brother is watching you more closely than ever. Most people have no idea how advanced the technology has become. Now faces can be tracked from half a mile away. Thanks to software called Intelligence Pedestrian Surveillance, cameras are capable of facial recognition, facial comparison, and even gait analysis to spot people walking suspiciously. This is a profoundly disturbing trend. To understand how we got to this state, you need to hark back to February 12, 1993, a landmark moment that transformed the relationship between surveillance and individual liberty. The police released a blurry CCTV image of a trusting toddler taking a stranger by the hand and being led out of a Liverpool shopping centre. That was 2-year-old Jamie Bulger, whose body had been found on a railway track. This was seen as a huge and very welcome breakthrough in policing. Although the camera did not prevent the crime, its images helped the police find the two boys who were later convicted of his murder. We now have as many as 2 million cameras in Britain. That's one for every 30 people. It is said that on any given day in a city centre, the average person is likely to be spotted by CCTV 300 times. Cameras deployed in airports, railway stations, and outside government buildings are an important part of counter-terrorism strategy. Increasingly, however, as with other forms of surveillance, it is local authorities that are most keen to pry into our lives. Big Brother Watch, a group set up to challenge policies that threaten our civil liberties and to expose the true scale of the surveillance state, reported recently that 100,000 cameras are in use in schools and, astonishingly, as many as 200 inside toilets and changing rooms. Yet the proportion of crimes actually solved by cameras is believed to be low. So, are cameras the most cost-effective and efficient means of crime prevention? Money that might have been spent on street lighting or bobbies on the beat is thrown at technology. And of course, many criminals hide their faces to avoid recognition. For the most part, the public appears to support cameras, while having little idea of how much they are being filmed. Most cameras are installed without public consultation. There are few rules about where they are placed, who can operate them, and what happens to the images stored. And it is extremely difficult for any citizen to get hold of any images taken of them or to discover whether they have since been destroyed or still exist. Britain has become one of the most watched-over societies in the world. Do we really want to be monitored round the clock, wherever we are? Adapted from Mail Online, October 2012.